quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Hey! It's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today, don't we? Tonight is a Dynamite Collision 3-hour block. We got 2 hours of Dynamite, an hour of Collision. By my count, 9 matches announced so far, which actually were way beyond. I think the last time they did it was like 2 weeks ago. They had a 3-hour block, and we all had like 4 matches announced for the entire 3 hours. Now we got 9, so we'll take you through all of that. It's a very busy weekend. Saturday night's main event is Saturday, and Double or Nothing is coming up on Sunday. Queens, New York, pretty much sold out. So we'll give you the lineup for those shows if we got time here today. We got an update on Marty Jannetty. One of those old WWE town hall meetings. Oh, man. Boy, do we got a lot of news coming out of the town hall. Shocking, shocking news to get into today. Brock Lesnar, we got to talk about that. The stories about the WWE tag team division. A possible tag team that may be reunited soon. That I heard about this, I think, 4 or 5 days ago, and I was like, what? And now it looks like it might actually be happening. So we'll tell you that story. Best of the Super Juniors, the NXT TV report, and plenty more here today in the final segment of the show. Brittany Brooks is going to join us here today. So we'll talk to her about a number of things, including how she is my daughter's favorite wrestler. That's right. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Tom, you know that guy from Revenge of the... What was it? Was it the Nerds movie?
Today, Junior.
The guy said Nerds. What was that guy's name? Someone fill me in. He passed away a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago. But I bring it up because it reminds me of you. Whatever. Whatever. Tom's the most annoying human in the world, guys. I just want you to know that.
Oh, really?
Tom, I will say,
the most annoying human in the world.
I will admit I love you, but you're an idiot.
Take that back right now. I mean,
okay, I won't
now.
Say. Actually, you know what? When I think about it,
I am now the most annoying person in the world.
When I think
and
about it,
idiot.
Tom, you're not even close to the most annoying person
what
in the world.
What the hell?
I just thought about Ed and, you know, guys like that, so. How many times have I tried to put you over and I get the, whatever. That's the most annoying thing on the planet Earth. God. Just trying to be friendly here. And you shoot me down. Just shoot me down.
Producer Dom?
No, I don't want Dom's opinion.
What the hell is this guy talking about?
What are you talking about? Hey, listen. We always got to start before the frivolity begins. We got to be serious here. So Marty Jannetty's family released a statement because apparently there was a photo of Jannetty in a wheelchair.
Hold on. That was an AI photo. Was it not?
Well, let me read this here, okay? The Jannetty family is issuing this statement to address the recent circulation of private medical information and photographs involving Marty Jannetty. Over the past year, we have chosen to keep Marty's health matters private. We stand firmly by that decision. However, due to widespread speculation, unauthorized posts, and ongoing commentary across social media and wrestling news outlets, we feel it is necessary to provide accurate information. Marty recently underwent a below-the-knee amputation. The photograph currently being shared online is authentic. It is not AI-generated, altered, or manipulated in any way. It was taken by his wife to document his medical journey. Procedure was performed April 1st by Dr. Leyland McCluskey. Leyland McCluskey, who successfully removed all infected bone. Surgery went as expected. Marty is now focusing on recovery, pain management, long-term healing. We respectfully request privacy during this time as Marty continues his rehab. An additional, more detailed update will be provided when the family is ready. We extend our sincere gratitude to everyone who has reached out with genuine concern, compassion, and support. Your kindness has been felt and deeply appreciated. So, that's their statement. So, I did hear that yesterday. People were like, it's fake. Then they started thinking the whole thing was fake. I hope it's not, because that would be You know, that wouldn't be cool. But I presume this is all legitimate. So all the best to Marty and his family, and hopefully he makes a quick recovery.
Brian, were you talking about Donald Gibb from Bloodsport? Ray Jackson?
Did he pass away? That would make me sad. That guy was awesome.
Is that not the same guy?
I'm not sure if it's the same guy. It might be. Surprisingly, nobody has given an update.
Yeah,
in the
Revenge
chat
of the Nerds actor Donald Gibb, dead at 71.
Okay, it's the same guy. Yeah,
he's also in Bloodsport, which I have never seen. What?
I can't do this, dude. How have you never seen Bloodsport? How?
I've seen The Quest.
I didn't ask about The Quest. How have you never seen Bloodsport?
Some of the other ones.
How have you never seen Bloodsport?
I've seen Blank Man.
Tom, like, I swear to God, I will buy a plane ticket to fly you to my house so we can all sit down and watch Bloodsport.
I have
that's
the DVD.
That's how literally aghast I am. It doesn't matter if you have the DVD. You don't have a DVD player.
Can we stop at Fish Sticks or whatever that place is first to get a nice
Ivers?
Whatever.
Brother, I can walk to Ivers right now. Place. You want to walk to Ivers?
No,
we can go to Ivers.
Ivers. The one
Gobble,
you got to go to in
Gobble
Spokane.
Gobble is long gone.
You
Skippers?
Skippers.
I mean, if we can find one, yeah, I'll take
you. What do you mean if you can find one? Don't you know where one is? Didn't you fail to have the Christmas show at one? Is it gone?
Tom, do we have time to go over this entire story? There is one way, way far away. The one that I thought was close, that I drove out to get Skippers at, in fact, was... God, it's a long story. Just listen to the first 10 minutes of the Christmas show. You don't have to listen to the whole thing, but you'll find out about Skippers.
Whatever.
Absolute idiot. WWE, speaking of...
Come on.
Hey, listen, with all due respect, speaking of idiots, I read this and I was like, I couldn't even believe my ears. WWE held a town hall yesterday with talent. They talked about various things, including Saudi Arabia. The June event, as of now, is still on, as are the other events down the line. So we kind of figured that was going to happen. Shapiro said he wanted to, quote, address activity in the Middle East and neighboring markets. Perhaps they can make a discovery. We are firmly moving ahead with our scheduled events, even despite a challenging environment. So then they start talking about house shows. A challenging environment is how he described
I'd say
what's going on in the Middle East. A challenging environment. But then he started talking about house shows. And PW Insider reported during the town hall meeting, both Triple H and Nick Khan explained why there were more main roster house shows coming this summer. According to them, I swear to God, this is what it says. According to them, they have discovered house shows are not only important for talent to get reps in the ring, but can also be used to experiment and try different things in the ring in front of different crowds. They've discovered this fact.
Is this what you meant by Columbus?
Yeah.
Discovered this on Twitter?
They've discovered...
I mean, Columbus did indeed take many other voyages besides the one to Hispaniola.
My point is, did he really discover America? No. There were people here long before him. And these people are just now discovering. They're discovering? Like, are we going to have a holiday? They're discovering that house shows might actually help people get reps. And you might be able to practice thing on the house shows before you take it to TV. This was discovered? God. Yes? What would you like to add?
I mean, the same reptilians that were on the North American continent before Columbus landed here, they knew that as well.
Are you aware that Brock Lesnar... This is another one. What is going on with this company right now? Brock Lesnar has been moved back to the active roster page on WWE's website. They can't even keep their own story straight. Their story on Monday, these were Paul Heyman's exact words. He's retired. Brock Lesnar is retired. Adam Pearce filed retirement paperwork. But now Brock Lesnar has an open contract for the Italy show, and if Oba signs, he's going to wrestle while retired. Can anyone explain any of this to me? I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Didn't Tam Nakano do this? Perhaps Brock Lesnar's a big Tam Nakano fan.
I don't know, man.
Wants to run back that angle. Speaking of rosters, Brian, what is this idea or this story about WWE wanting to bolster its tag team roster?
Okay.
I pulled up all the tag teams they have, and boy, oh boy.
Why don't you read the tag teams, and I'll talk about it after the break, because okay. I can tell you what's going on.
We have Alpha Academy, American Made, the Birth... This is all the male teams. The Birthright, the Culling, Dark State.
Well, hold on. Are we going to mix the main roster and...
Well, that's what they said they're going to promote from within, right? Hank and Tank.
Yeah.
Jax, Presley, and Harley Riggins.
Who?
The Judgment Day, Los Americanos.
Hold on, stop. Go back. Who?
Harley Riggins and Jax Presley.
Harley? Oh, there's two people?
Yes.
I thought Harley Riggins was like two names and there was a third person. Harley Riggins.
Yes.
Jax Presley.
Yes.
Okay, I swear on a stack of Bibles. Who are these people? Who are they?
They're on LFG.
LFG?
They're a tag team on LFG, apparently.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, they're going to promote from within. Los Garza, LWO, MFTs, RIP, the Mog Squad, OTM.
The who?
The Mog Squad. CJ Valor, Jakari Ball, Max Abrams, and Santi Rivera.
We got to go to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Swipe right. The Usos.
Okay, golly.
The Vanity Project.
You've been going for
Vision,
4 minutes during
Raiders,
the break.
Wapa up. Are you ready to wapa up?
Excuse me, stop. What?
That's Damian Priest and R-Truth's name.
No, it's not.
You didn't know? How did you not know that?
Okay,
They got shirts and everything.
All right, would you shut up for a second? So listen, apparently there was a report that WWE was looking to hire a bunch of tag teams. What, from outside? Because then you messaged me that we had a chance.
That's outside.
Isn't that what it said?
It did say outside.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was told they are not looking outside. And I don't know how to explain all of this because people get mad about certain verbiage. But okay, so apparently there is a team, and I don't know the team, so don't get mad at me. But apparently there is a team in AEW that the WWE would be interested in. But I don't even know who it is or when the deal would be up. So that's like the only one that I heard actually from outside. And there's kind of one other.
Yes.
So the other day, it's probably 4 or 5 days ago, a friend of mine who's in tight and is pretty well connected, they were like, I heard the weirdest thing. They were like, I heard the thing about bringing back Enzo. And I was like, what? And they were like, I think, like, there's been discussion. Because apparently the rumor is Big Cass's deal is up soon. And so I just heard it and I thought nothing of it because, like, we both actually thought nothing of it. Like, you can bring back what? Well, then apparently, according to this report from someplace called False Finish, Enzo Amore has been at the Performance Center. So now I'm thinking, whoa, of all teams, they're thinking of bringing back Enzo and Cass? I'm not reporting that it's going to happen, but like that's a rumor that's going around right now. So that's the one team from outside that I've heard is potentially going to be on the way back. But like everybody else, I heard that like everything else, it's like they put together Miz and Kit Wilson, and I guess they're just going to like stay together as a team for a while. And then there are teams from NXT, probably, Hank and Tank should be
hopefully
brought up. So they are going to bolster the tag team division. But the original report, everyone was like, they just fired a bunch of tag teams. Why would they be looking for tag teams? Because they're not looking for tag teams. They're trying to use what they have and, make some teams off people that have been together of late, bring up some teams from NXT. So really, there's nothing new here except potentially the Enzo and Cass story, which I guess we'll see. But people have definitely been rumbling about that one. I can say that.
You know what I would do, too?
What's that, Tom?
I would grab two guys from AAA that they want to push to single stars and have them win one of the versions of the tag belts. Because at this point, why not?
It's possible. Right. And hey, the other day, they did a weird thing. Like, so they did these cuts.
I mean, could it be worse than Braun Strowman and a kid?
Nothing. We would be better off than Braun Strowman and the kid. So there's also another, I guess we could talk about this a little bit, but I don't know where to begin. So remember when they did all those cuts recently and all these names started coming out, and then later we heard about the New Day. I think it was like a week later we heard some other names. And basically what happens is, they do a bunch of cuts, but then sometimes they wait a while to announce who actually got cut. And so I'm pretty sure like whatever happened with the New Day, it happened at the same time as everybody else, but it took like an extra week for that news to come out. And then, for example, they've got some, they've got a bunch of new Performance Center signees. And several of them have been announced thus far. And there are others that have been signed that have not been announced yet. So I think Nikki Blackheart, there's a story on the front page about, you know, she did an appearance and they called her an indie wrestler. I think she's actually signed. I'm told she is signed, but she hasn't been announced yet. And apparently there are three others that have been signed that have not been announced. But anyway, the point of all of this is, so after everybody got cut, you know, we still didn't know for sure that that was everybody, because some people get cut and they don't get announced for later. So my point in all of this is, when Angel and Berto showed up on Raw and, you know, they were like, you know, we're here, weren't getting opportunities on SmackDown, and then, you know, they're told, well, I got an opportunity for you, and then it's a 2-on-1 match with Obafemi, which wasn't even announced. Like, he went back and grabbed them, dragged their bodies to the ring, murdered them, and then, like, Angel went on his social media and was like, you know, thank you, everybody. I really appreciate everything. So everybody thought, like, okay, he got cut. Well, as it turns out, apparently they're not being cut. So there's another team that, I mean, what a way to reboot them, have them get murdered by Obafemi. But it's possible that they're going to be rebooted and pushed again. Or they could have something in, they could do something in AAA or, you know, the whole shebang. So we'll see. But hey, you're healthy now, Tom. If not me, who would be your partner to go to WWE?
Pagano.
Is that right?
Yeah, me and Pagano. Sounds like a great team.
I don't know if it sounds like a great team, but
it's either him or Ray Apollo Doink.
I'd buy a ticket for it. What's Ray Apollo up to? I gotta do something.
He's actually he's beefing with Steve Kern, Doink.
Is he really?
Actually, yes. They are in a
in 2026. Yes.
They're currently in an online feud. I think it's mostly one way traffic from Ray Apollo, but he is not happy.
Wow.
That there's another Doink out there when there's like 9 million other Doinks.
Man, brother, that's a lot of Doinks.
I mean, should I be talking about NXT? Because
I totally forgot we had to talk about NXT. There's only one real thing to talk about, which is Saquon finally got kicked out of Dark State, and now they can go with that guy.
Well, and they also, they did the swerve where they've been setting up where it looks like he was the one who was going to initiate the turn on Dion Lennox forever, and instead he got jumped by, who are these guys? The butt guy?
The butt guy and the Egyptian fella.
Nessie Amun?
No, he's literally Egyptian.
Ah!
Oh. You are a horrible, absolutely horrible human being. By the way, Mick Foley's just been announced for the Double or Nothing buy-in show.
Who's he taking on?
I don't think he's wrestling, but he's going to be there. So, in fact, he is doing something with AEW. How about that?
Okay, yeah. What else happened here? Hey, actually, we had the in-ring debut of Mason.
Oh, the Sheep Shearer?
No, Mason Rook and Cam Hendricks, who defeated the championship team of Miles Bourne and Tony D. And then it was with Mason Rook, who the crowd loves. They love chanting, he's big, he's bad, he'll body slam your dad. He eventually crushed Miles Bourne with a backpack cannonball in the corner, and then a Keith Lee-style big bang. But Hendrick is the one that got the win. But later on in the show, they had Sarah Schreiber interview Cam Hendricks in the ring, which I thought was weird. And he starts putting over how awesome he was. And Mason Rook comes out. And Mason Rook effectively, I believe, turned babyface, laid out Cam Hendricks. The crowd loved it. I loved it. So I think they made the right move already there.
Yeah, let's talk about the Sheep Shearer, though, because that's real news. That guy's awesome.
He was pretty good.
He's a great character.
22 years old.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yes.
I mean, it's too bad because he won't
told
get pushed,
me like 50
but,
times. But
I mean, you know. No, I think he's 23 and no, Romeo's 22.
Was it the other way?
Was
it
the other way?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, two young guys. I thought the Sheep Shearer was really good. I thought Romeo was fine, but
Sheep Shearer hit a great rolling Canadian maple leaf into that half crab.
Everything he hit was great.
Yeah.
And then Romeo squishes him on the outside half to death. And then he does some move, but in the middle of it manages to kick poor Sheep Shearer right in the face. And he was jealous that Sheep Shearer was the more handsome man, and his name's Romeo, so he had to try and take his teeth out.
There was another handsome devil in the crowd watching, too. Shiloh Hill. He was wearing his Team Punishment top hat.
He wants to be Mr. TNA.
Mr. NXT.
Or NXT, sorry.
Jeez.
Well, there's already a Miss TNA, right?
No, there isn't. There's Mr. Isn't. Who's that Elegance guy? Is he Mr. Elegance?
I think he's just Mr. Elegance, isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't think he's Mr. TNA. But Santino's daughter is Miss TNA, right?
I thought she said she was Miss NXT.
Why would she be Miss NXT?
I don't know. But remember, I mean, Shiloh Hill was trying to kiss her, remember?
Yeah.
And he spit his tooth out.
Yeah, that seems inappropriate.
Izzy Rain and Tatum Paxley had a good match.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Lizzie Rain, you idiot.
Who?
Lizzie. Not
who
Izzy.
Did I say?
You said Izzy Rain. Because we have an Izzy Rain and a Lizzie.
No, is she? Is she Lizzie Rain?
She's Lizzie Rain. You said Izzy Rain because there's an Izzy Dame. That's why I was initially like,
no,
get
but
a match.
It's not is he. Lizzie Rain is a female. It's Lizzie Rain.
You're an absolute
Rain.
Idiot. You said Izzy Rain. That's what you said. It's Lizzie Rain and Izzy Dame.
Her and Tatum Paxton had a back and forth babyface match. I enjoyed it. Tatum won with the cemetery drive, which is what I'm trying to drive you to take here on this show.
I'm and about Zarya, to take a cemetery
Zarya
drive.
Zarya laid them both out afterwards.
All right.
What else happened?
Nothing of note. Stand by, everybody. Back in a moment with our special guest, Brittany Brooks, here on the show, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Dom, from going from an After Dark plug to Cusco, a true professional. Producer Dom. And a true professional, Brittany Brooks, is joining us here today. Brittany, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys?
I am great. How are you, Tom? Tom's an idiot, but probably not.
Well, I'm doing better now that we have somebody else competent to speak to on the show instead of you.
You're both in Vegas, right?
Y'all are going to have to fight it out at some point. Shoot.
Yeah.
I've been pushing for a tuxedo match between myself and Brian, but he's not down. What do you – you know what? Brittany could pick out our tuxedos, Brian.
Oh, yeah?
How about that? That would be awesome, right?
Yeah.
She's got a hell of a sense of style.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Rhinestones and pink. That's what we need.
That's really what we need. Brittany, listen, I got to tell you this story. So are you aware, I may have told you this, you are my daughter's favorite wrestler.
That makes me so honored, honestly.
It's not quite as cool as it sounds, but she doesn't know anything about anything, okay? I think she's been to 2 AW tapings and 1 Raw. And then we went to, I took her to that Relentless show, the last one at the casino that you were at. Mm-hmm. And like she was, you know, she saw all the gimmicks, people selling gimmicks and everything like that. And of course she was immediately attracted to your table because, you know, there's a lot of pink and such in the merchandise. And so she like bought a bunch of stuff and then all of a sudden, and then you had your match, but literally you are her favorite wrestler. She doesn't know anybody else in wrestling. She couldn't tell me any, but she knows Brittany. And now she thinks that you are everywhere. So if I'm, you know, putting him to bed and I'm like, I got to go watch this Raw show, she will go, is Brittany on it?
Aww.
And I say, no, she's not on it. And then when we went to WrestleMania, she goes, is Brittany going to be on the show? And I was like, well, she's going to be all over, but I'm not sure about WrestleMania. Maybe she will be. But my favorite, and she's in gymnastics, and they've got this end-of-the-year celebration coming up in, like, the first week of June. And so, like, they do some little performance, and they get these medals and that sort of thing. And they gave them the paper about when their performance is going to be. And she comes up, and she goes, Daddy, can you ask Brittany if she can come?
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, my goodness.
She thinks you live here. She thinks you're on every show. So, anyway, you got a huge fan. Just wanted to.
Oh, that's such an honor. I mean, to get invited to a gymnast, like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I really wish I could come. That would.
I'll send you all the info.
Okay, perfect.
No, but seriously, over WrestleMania weekend, how many matches did you do?
I think I did 7 or 8. I think it was 7. And then in between, I kind of had appearances out the wazoo. I had so many. I got very, very little sleep, but it was honestly the best week of my life, honestly, and it was so much fun.
There were actually a lot of people that was like their favorite WrestleMania weekend for I'm sure many different reasons, but what you know, nowadays it seems like, you know, you can get a lot of bookings, but also, you know, you mentioned the appearances and thing. There's a lot of money to be made on these appearances, right? Signings and such.
Absolutely. I think that was the most money I've ever made wrestling was WrestleMania week, which was so good because, you know, being a wrestler, being an indie wrestler, a lot of times, you know, you lose a lot of money. And over the past like year, I've been living off of wrestling solely. Like a lot of indie wrestlers sometimes have other jobs, but I haven't found a job that really works with my schedule because I'm wrestling every single weekend, training on the weekdays, you know, doing all types of stuff. So it was really great because, you know, I low-key needed the money, you know, so it was really awesome to get so many appearances and meet so many people and just, you know, get my face everywhere.
So how did you feel after 7 matches in 4 days or 5 days?
I was really tired. I lost my voice on the very first day, actually, because I was just screaming so much and yelling at people and, you know. And I also got to do Bailey's Lodestone Camp, which was by far the best experience I think I've ever had. That was really, really, really incredible. But I felt so bad because when I was there, my voice was completely gone. And I was just like, they probably think that I'm like, I don't know, they probably think I'm crazy or something. I was like out all night drinking or something. But I was like, I promise I'm just, I wrestled 3 matches last night, you know.
What was that first show, Brittany? Do you remember?
The first show I had was Poder Mania, and it was at the Collective.
Oh, so we can blame it on Ed? It's Ed's fault that you lost your voice right off the bat?
Actually, no. I think I actually lost it at that night, because I did Poder Mania, then I went to Bailey's like dinner that she had, and then I had Midnight Express at the Collective, and then I had the Nerd Bar, and that also started at the same time. So it was a show at the Nerd Bar, SHP, because there was like no ring announcers or entrance music. And so I was just screaming because I wanted to be entertaining. I don't know. And it resulted in me losing the voice. So I think it was combined with the no sleep, but also just screaming at that show at the Nerd Bar.
There's been a lot of talk about Bailey's camps and, you know, it's just kind of news that she does a camp and these people were there or whatever. But you were there. So what does the camp entail? And I guess just tell us about the experience.
Oh, the experience was incredible. This was the second one that she did. And I know last time she did like it over a 3-day weekend kind of. So this time it was kind of all in one day, which was great, but also it was a little chaotic, you know, trying to squeeze in so much knowledge and learning. So basically what it looked like is we all got there at like, I think it was 7 a.m. and we had a little coffee. We got to talk to CM Punk. He kind of just did like more so like a speaking seminar, a Q&A. We got to ask him kind of any questions, which was really, really awesome. And then after that, I want to say that we did a workout. We did a CrossFit workout with Joshy G, which was really awesome. Definitely a different style of workout than what I'm used to. And then after that, when we were done working out, we got to talk to Seth and Becky, who answered a lot of questions, and then Rey Mysterio. And that was just, I mean, so much knowledge, and it was so incredible. And then I want to say after that, we got into the in-ring portion. We did some warm-ups with Lyra and Bailey, and there was kind of just like a lot of people too also there that helped out, like Brian Cage, Zoe Stark, Indy Hartwell. Honestly, the list goes on. There was so many incredible people that we got to learn from. And then we broke into like tag team matches, which it was kind of like all like, you know, you two go together. And then she was like, if you guys have a ton of matches this week, like, I don't want you to, you know, strain yourself by doing another match. So I didn't end up doing a match because I had like 3 more matches that day and 3 matches the night before.
Oh my God.
Still just getting to listen to her critiques from like that she was giving to other people. I definitely keep them in the back of my head. And I feel like I learned a lot just from watching, you know.
Do you have a I always like to ask people this question because, you know, you start wrestling and then sometimes it's like a slow process, but oftentimes it's like you have one match with one person and when it's over, you're kind of like, oh, I get it now. Have you ever, is that how you, do you have one of those matches, one of those people?
I definitely think I really loved my match with Steph DeLander. I got to wrestle her in Minnesota, and this was like, I want to say like 2 years ago. I definitely still think I'm figuring things out and I'm still really trying to get it, but I feel like Steph taught me so much, and it wasn't even like a, hey, do this. It was just like in the moment feeling it. And I really, really love Steph DeLander, and she's so incredible. But I definitely think wrestling her, and then also wrestling Kylie Rae at Relentless, I got to have a match with her, I want to say it was maybe a year and a half ago. That was also really incredible, and just a really like, oh, like, this is what they mean, you know?
So when did you first break in, and I guess how did you... I presume you were a fan growing up. How did you make this jump to wrestling?
Oh, I was obsessed with wrestling. I mean, like, I had the posters on the wall. Every single time WWE came to my town, I had to go. I was really, really obsessed. I had like a fan page, all the things. And one day I found Arizona Wrestling Federation. They had like, I saw them on Instagram or something, and I saw that they had a kids class. At the time, I was like 14 or 15 years old, I think. And I went to the kids class, and just over time, like, the kids class kind of dissolved because there wasn't a lot of people. And they moved me up to the adult class. And then pretty soon, I debuted on a show. My first show was actually January 2020. I don't remember the exact day. But I had one show, and then COVID shut everything down.
Ooh.
And then I didn't come back till 2021. And at the time, I didn't really know a lot about indie wrestling. So I was only wrestling for AWF. And I think I had like 10 matches in 1 year. Like, now I do 10 matches a month. Like, you know what I mean? So I think I only did like 10 matches. And then I tore my ACL. And that was like at the beginning of 2022. I came back at the end of 2022. And then 2023 was really like, I want to say, my breakout year. I started wrestling. I started traveling. I mean, like, I was starting to wrestle every single weekend. That also happened to be the year that I graduated. I started getting extra work for everywhere. And yeah, like, 2023 was kind of like my breakout year. And then 6 months into 2024, I tore my other ACL. Yeah. So then, and then I came back at the very end of 2024. So then 2025 and 2026 so far have been like my pedal to the metal, you know, training really hard. I moved to Vegas and train at FSW now. And I've just been, you know, really trying to get out there and, you know, make everybody know my name.
Is that a, I mean, you, Tom, you can both answer this. Is that a common thing to have a wrestling school with a kids program? I've never heard of that before.
I mean, sometimes, I know FSW also has one, but it's definitely dangerous. We had to sign a lot of waivers. So yeah, it was more of like a fun, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, come and we just like have fun in the ring.
Sure.
But I was super serious about it. Like, I was like, I want to be on shows. I want to do this for my life. So I've always, you know, taken something and gone 100 miles per hour with it. And even when I was 14, 15 years old, I was like, no, this is what I want. Like, I'm not here to play around. I'm here to like make money and get signed. Like, so that's always kind of been my vibe. But I feel like there are a lot of like kids classes, kind of just depending on the school and, you know, what they do. But I don't think the curriculum is very like intense as it would be if you were actually, you know, starting a camp.
Not doing a lot of brain busters and that sort of thing. Did any of the other any of the other kids in the kids class go on, or was it just you?
There is one that actually still wrestles at AWF. His name is, Aaron Creed. He wrestles at AWF still, but I was really the only one that continued with it and, really pushed the envelope on what could be done with it, you know?
How'd you like working Ed's show? I've known Ed for a long time.
Feel
free to bury him if you'd like.
I felt really bad because the first time I was supposed to work with him, I actually ended up getting extra work for Double or Nothing because he was running Double or Nothing week. So I had to pull from the show, and I felt so bad because, like, literally most of the show pulled to go do extra work. So ever since then, I did his show last year, and it was really awesome, and then I did his show again this year. And he's really awesome. He really, you know, takes care of the talent and, like, thinks about what we could need. So I did really enjoy the show, and it was an awesome kickoff to an awesome week, you know?
All right, we're going to head to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get some info out about you. So stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Brittany Brooks is joining us here today, and a lot of stuff that we've got to plug here. At Brittany Brooks, by the way, on Twitter. And Brittany, what do you got coming up? And some social media, the floor is yours.
Yes, I'm the Brittany Brooks on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I have Pro Wrestling Tees, Brittany Brooks. And for upcoming shows, this Friday I will be in Minnesota for MAW, where I wrestle Lady Frost. And then on Saturday I'll be in Arizona for AWF, fighting WWE ID prospect Fallen Gray. And then Sunday I will be at Republic of Lucha in LA in a triple threat. And I'm so excited. I mean, I'm honestly wrestling every weekend. So if you follow me online, you will find exactly where I'll be every single week.
Yeah, you can scroll down that Twitter. There's a lot of dates coming up here. And what was a picture that I saw? You were posing with somebody. I wanted to.
Was it Dustin Rose?
It might have been
last weekend.
Yeah, was that last weekend? How's he doing?
Yeah, Rose Wrestling Association last weekend, which was really awesome.
Oh, I saw the picture of you and Chris and Jacob Vatu.
Oh, yeah. That was from when we trained at the dungeon a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's an awesome photo.
Brittany, can you give us a, yada mean?
yada mean?
Oh, man.
Brian, come on.
You want me to do it? Yeah. Oh, you screwed it up now. Yada mean? There we go. All right, I tried. Hey, listen, Brittany, thank you for doing the show today. All the best. I'll tell Paisley you said hi. And,
yes, thank you all so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Yes, and good luck this weekend. Three shows. Take care of yourself. And that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.